I suppose the thing is that this sort of conditioning to think in terms of rights rather than duty becomes very, very apparent when you visit another culture that isn't like that. So I've had a bit of an experience of this going to India. I went to India in 1997. And basically the culture's just, you know, it's just not like that. They orientate themselves quite differently. And there's a lot of expectation that you perform your duty. And it comes down to certain very basic things. The area that I noticed it most strikingly was in the area of health and safety. We're kind of used in this culture to everything being reasonably safe. You know? It's not like that in India. And in India, there's no one to sort of kind of sue and blame and get money back from if you have an accident. It's just, you know, it's your problem. So, like, I remember being in Pune just after I'd arrived, and I was going for a walk with Subhadra. And he just pointed out, look, just keep an eye on the pavements, will you? Yeah? I know in the UK, pavements are nice and flat and, you know, they're sort of safe and you can just sort of walk down the roads and nothing's likely to happen to you. You can't make that assumption here. There are going to be all sorts of, often very large holes that are just, you know, they're unmarked. There are going to be sometimes loose flagstones which when you step on will pitch you into whatever's underneath, and quite often that will be the sewer, which, believe you me, is not a great place to end up in India, all right? So he was just sort of warning me, take responsibility. Don't assume you've just got a right to walk down the street without paying attention to where you're going. You haven't got that in India. It's not there. The other really striking example of this, so I remember being, I visited the Taj Mahal with Moksha Priya, and we were walking around the back of the Taj Mahal, and there's this sort of big marble sort of walkway. It's quite wide marble walkways. Hundreds and hundreds of people, some, you know, at points even thousands of people, all sort of milling around on it. And at the back of this big marble walkway is a big drop, I mean like about 40 or 50 foot onto another marble walkway. Yeah? And then this little balustrade that's approximately, it's about that tall, so it's about sort of shin height. Right? So you can imagine that, you know, you've just got to walk back against it and you'd be pitched over. I was quite shocked by this. I actually found myself getting really angry, you know, so, yeah, we've got a right to safety. It's like, well, you haven't got that there. You haven't got that in India. If you fall over, that's your problem. You're going to have to accept the consequences. So, you know, it kind of really showed me that type of thinking, just how deeply rooted that kind of thinking was in my psyche, living in this particular culture. So that's a very, very useful way of kind of showing yourself that. Okay. But the point I'm driving at is that we just need to be aware that within our culture, we tend to insist on rights over duties. We forget about duties and we insist on our rights. And this has a very, very all-pervading effect on the way that we view all sorts of things, including friendship, including that relationship.